Greetings, friends, and welcome to this broadcast of Bible Studies. Ken Baird, your speaker. Today on the broadcast, we wish to introduce a new series of studies which we are going to entitle Various Ways of Serving the Lord. Now, this will be of interest to everybody in the listening audience. We're going to take the subject up under six headings, Various Ways of Serving the Lord. All right, first of all, as a servant. Secondly, as stewards. Thirdly, as ambassadors. Fourthly, as a teacher. Five, as a shepherd. Six, as a family member. Now, the first three apply to all the children of God. All in the family of God, all of the children of God, fathers, young men and children, are in the first three. We are all servants. We are all stewards. We are all ambassadors. But we are not all teachers. If you have a teacher, you must have students. If you have a shepherd, you must have sheep. If you have a family member, a father, you must have children. So there is that which enters us in the overall sense, in the collective sense, and then there is that which enters us particularly in the individual sense. All right, let's consider now the Ephesians chapter 6 and verse 6, our ministry as Christians. And this covers the whole gamut of Christian service. Not with eye service, Paul is writing to the Ephesians chapter 6, verse 6, not with eye service as men pleasers, but as servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. Servants of Christ. Now let's consider our servitude. We're going to take a look in the Old Testament for an Old Testament illustration of of the servant to the master, and then we're going to talk about the New Testament reality of this, which involves Christ and us, his servants. All right. In Exodus chapter 21, and in verse 1, we read these words. Now these are the judgments which thou shalt set before them. He's talking to Moses. If thou buy a Hebrew servant, 6 years he shall serve, and in the seventh he shall go out free for nothing. If he came in by himself, he shall go out by himself. If he were married, then his wife shall go out with him. If his master have given him a wife, and she have borne him sons or daughters, the wife and her children shall be her master's. And he shall go out by himself. He'll go out free, but by himself. If the servant shall plainly say, I love my master, my wife, and my children, I will not go out free, then his master shall bring him unto the judges. He shall also bring him to the door, or unto the door post, and his master shall bore his ear through with an awl, and he shall serve him forever. Now, picture this, if you will, please. The years of this man's service is up. His family are wondering, will he leave us and take the liberty to which he is due? They would look when he comes. If they see that little spot of blood on his ear, they know they're secure. You know, that's the Old Testament illustration. Let's go to the New Testament reality. In Hebrew, 1 Corinthians chapter 6, verses 20 and 23, we read these words in 1 Corinthians 6, 20. For you're bought with a price. You're bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirits, which are God's. Now, what is the price that purchased us as servants? The blood of Christ. And then there's another one in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, verse 23. We are bought with a price. Be ye not the servants of men. We don't see a spot of blood on the ear. We see the blood flowing from his wounds at Calvary and made us his servants forever. And we're bond servants. The Apostle Paul speaks of the Lord Jesus Christ in such a wonderful, wonderful way. The servant of Christ. He really, and that word servant in the original means a bond slave. Love made him a slave to the Lord Jesus Christ. Now let's talk about the servant's attitude. We find this in Mark chapter 10. The two disciples, James and John, come to the Lord, and they want to be first in the kingdom. They want to sit on one side of the Lord Jesus, one on one side. This is James and John, and the other on the other side of him. The other disciples were furious. They did not like this. Now the Lord listens to how the Lord solves this question, if you will, please. Verse 42, but Jesus called them to him and saith unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles, and his kingdom, of course, exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority upon them. But so shall it not be among you, but whosoever will be great among you shall be your minister, and whosoever of you will be chiefest shall be servant of all. For even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to serve, and to give his life a ransom for many. Ah, here is the ideal. This is the servant's attitude, just like the Lord Jesus Christ, as taught by the word of the Lord. We are to, out of love, serve others. I think it was J.N. Darby, an 18th, 19th century preacher in England, that made the statement, self thinks itself great and wants to be served. Love serves and is great. Then they go on to the third example, or rather the third portion of the study, the servant's example. We have this in John chapter 13, verses 3 and 17. Our Lord Jesus Christ is at the supper, the Passover supper. He takes his disciples into that large upper room, and he celebrates the feast of the Passover first, and he introduces the Lord's Supper. Now that when supper was over, the Lord girded himself with a towel, got a basin of water, and to the embarrassment of his disciples, he takes the servant's place and he washes their feet. Peter saith unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me. Simon Peter saith unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head. The Lord corrects him. Jesus said to him, he that is washed needeth not to save, not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. Ye are clean, but not all. In that eastern country they wore those sandals, and their feet became dirty, and the servants would wash their feet. And here the Lord is doing it. We read in verse 12, so after he had washed their feet and had taken his garments, he sat down again, and he said unto them, know ye what I've done to you? Ye call me Master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have given you an example. This is an example, the Lord says it is. I have given you an example, that ye should do as I have done to you. Verily, verily, I say unto you, the servant is not greater than his Lord. I have washed your feet, neither he that sent greater than he that sent him. If you know these things, happy are ye if you do them. What do we do when we wash other disciples' feet? With what water do we use? Pardon me. We use the Word of God. In Ephesians chapter 5 and verses 25 and 26, we read, husbands, love your wives, even as Christ also loved the church and gave himself for it, that he might sanctify and cleanse it with the washing of water by the word. You see, the water is the word of God. Now, you and I are to wash each other's feet with the word of God. And the feet, remember, are very tender members of the human body. And don't use scalding water when you wash your brethren's feet. And don't use sandpaper to dry them. Be gentle. Be gentle and be kind. But we are to use the word of God. If we see anybody going out of the way, disobeying the scriptures, not obeying the Lord, we are to correct them This is indeed the servant's example. Now, the servant's sphere of service, oh, how broad it is. I think of that wonderful portion in Romans chapter 16, verse 1. Listen, if you will, please. I commend unto you Phoebe, our sister, which is a servant of the church, which is at Cenchrea. Phoebe was a wonderful person. We read there about her ministry. It was to wash feet. It was to house people. It was to feed them. She had a ministry, and she was a minister of the church. Our sphere of service is the whole church of God, and Phoebe sets the example for you and for me. The Lord set the example in regard to washing our feet, and he says, now, if I'm your Lord and Master, they called him Master and Lord. You call me Master and Lord. And you say, well, for so I am. If I then, your Lord and Master, you see, he puts Lord first. Master means teacher. I'm your Lord. Listen up, if you please. I'm your Lord. And I've washed your feet. Ye also ought to wash one another's feet. We ought to not see sin resting upon our brethren and sisters in Christ. It is our duty out of humility to go to them with the word of God gently and wash their feet with the word of God and correct each other's. Now, if you will, I'm going to just go over this little outline again and prepare us for the subjects to come. And various ways of serving the Lord, aren't they wonderful? As a servant, as stewards, as ambassadors, those apply to all of us. We're all servants, stewards, and ambassadors. And then, following that, as a teacher, as a shepherd, as a family member, here we have our individual areas of service. The teacher has to have students, the shepherd has to have sheep. They are really the elders, the pastors, the one that careth for the flock. And then as a family member, there's the father and the children, the mother and the children as well. And the whole family is benefited in their service for the Lord. Now, how wonderful it is for you and me to consider these things. Our Father, we thank you today in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you will indeed impress these things upon our heart, and that we shall be good servants of our Lord Jesus Christ, as we read at the beginning of this broadcast, not with eye service, as men pleasers, but as the servants of Christ, doing the will of God from the heart. We pray in Christ's name, giving thanks. Amen.